yes, Jesus. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Oh, to hear you in your name. As the Father said, hear him. Oh, and Lord, thank you, God, that your sheep know your voice. Lord, thank you that we don't doubt. Lord, we don't need to wonder. Oh, God, we know whom we believed. And we know that you are able. And we are fully persuaded that you are able, Lord God. And thank you for your keeping, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Against every day, but especially that day. And Lord, the day of the Lord, hallelujah, that we're looking for to begin today. Oh God, may you send your son. May he roar that lion roar, hallelujah. Oh, the voice of my beloved bridegroom, the voice of the archangel, the trump of heaven, the trump of God. Oh Lord, thank you. Help us to rise up today. Because those that are going to go up, Lord, they're going to already be risen up. They're going to be standing and waiting, Lord God. Hallelujah. The pillars that only you, by the word of your grace, the word of your grace, Lord, has come to us through the Apostle Paul to minister. Lord, thank you for that calling. Thank you, God, for the election. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Your name. Even a name, God, Lord, that is not known. Jesus, in your name, may we just come to you today. God, fill us up with all the fullness of you. Thank you for every life here this morning. May we praise you with all the abundance that you have given. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Luke chapter 2. I was thinking of reading a few scriptures, but that was a bad thought. So we're going to go read almost the entire chapter. How's that? Luke chapter 2. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, unto Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary and his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid, and the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of a heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go, even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known all abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. And it was written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is paid in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves and two young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Boy, what he has encouraged you by the Holy Ghost, that by the grace of God we'll see before death. Hallelujah. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when his parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. Mine eyes have seen thy salvation. Now we've rejoiced over this through the years, and I pray by the grace of God you even rejoiced over that this morning. Hallelujah. Because I believe it's new every day. Hallelujah. Now this joy this man, praise God, received is the same joy we receive as we look into the face of the promises of God, our salvation. I was thinking so much like Moses, how he loved the Lord. And he wanted to see the glory of the Lord. He wanted to see the Lord's face. And God said, I'll tell you what, Moses, I'm going to walk by and I'll permit you to see my back parts. But as with us, with God, there's something even more. Amen. Exceeding great and precious promises. To us, even a better thing. Without us, even the likes of Moses, praise God. And it's all because of the word, not us, but Christ in you, the hope of glory. Without us, they cannot be made perfect or complete. As Brother Paul wrote, my precious gospel, this mystery of Christ Jesus, this wonderful, precious proposal of Jesus Christ and his bride, it completes him. Praise God. The ministering that we are receiving today, that wonderful message of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, it is truly what will complete our precious Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that someday he will say, my queen is with me, and the Father will hand him the throne. Praise God! Now, this morning, as we know, the Lord has given us the much the more. He has put into us who believe Paul's gospel that it's not only today that mine eyes see thy salvation, not only seen with what mine eyes can see, but truly seen through his eyes, more specifically the vision that he has for us. And his vision, what captivates my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, with how much he's done for me, which how much mercy and grace that I have received. Lord, I know that it says nothing can please you. It is impossible to please God, but by faith, amen, believing the word of God. And in believing the word of God, God always gives us his best. He always gives us the height of his glory. He always gives us the very depth of his heart. Of what, praise God, he wants to see. Matter of fact, he even calls it, calls you, calling you to the very good pleasure of his will. The very ecstasy of God. The thing, praise God, that excites him more than anything. Think about that today. Wouldn't you want to excite Jesus the most, the greatest, that you could ever possibly excite him? Give him pleasure. Give him joy. The joy, praise God, that he had is that was set before him as he went to the cross. that completion, praise God, of the height of what the plan of God is, the very pinnacle, as he says, yes, the glory of the bride descending from heaven. Amen. Now you see, brothers and sisters, it's Paul's gospel. If you're visiting today, I'll tell you what, we don't have time to mess around. You're going to get a steak. Matter of fact, center cut. Matter of fact, it's going to be a full porterhouse. I had one of those once and them's good. Yeah. The only way to eat a steak until you're just, well, about to burst. Praise God. But that's how God does it with his meat, doesn't he? See, it says the meat of the word of God. You should be feasting on strong meat. And why not today? This ain't Christmas light. It's Christmas heavy. And it's time to feast on the meat of the word. But we see Paul's gospel is what that enlightens these eyes to see this wonderful vision, this revealing, praise God, of even the hidden things in the word of God. Isn't it wonderful to see hidden things? Isn't that really what, in a sense, a lot of Christmas is about? It's those presents. Why don't you just open them under the tree? Why are they wrapped? Because they're hidden. I wonder what's there. I wonder what's there. Well, praise God, we don't have to wonder what's there anymore. It's called Paul's gospel, and you see it in full abundance, believing, hallelujah. It's clear, it's absolutely transparent to the light of what he wants. There is absolutely no doubt. But in that, and especially in the Old Testament, and especially today, if you turn to the Song of Solomon, how could we not speak of the love story? Truly, of all the gifts I think of, this is the greatest gift, to give to us the bridal message, to give to you, praise God, a proposal of forever to be the very wife of Jesus. And here it is, after, if you know the Song of Solomon, it's so intimate, it's so beautiful, all of the back and forth between the lovers. And finally, she becomes still enough to receive what he wanted her to take all along. And in chapter 7 of verse 10, I believe one of the pinnacle verses of the whole wonderful love story, she finally says, I am my beloved's, and his desire is toward me. You talk about a rest, amen? When you know you're loved like that, you just go, There's no more to do. Praise God. I got him. I've got his desire. Hallelujah. That grace and mercy has built in such an abundance in my life that, praise God, Father, hallelujah, for your plan, your provision, your purpose, and your power, that by that wonderful grace and mercy, I have received this. I've captivated your son. Praise God. You say, oh, that's a bold statement. Why would I not be bold in the word of the Lord? Why would I not be bold in the power of his might? Why would I not be bold, praise God, in what he died for me to receive? Why he came, praise God. All of the type and shadow, as we've been rejoicing even these past few weeks, of that bridal message, even in the birth. Yes, he came to die. But I'm telling you what, he came to die, to ascend, to send me, praise God, a servant, a messenger, the very Holy Ghost, to come and propose to me this wonderful gospel of Paul, Jesse, the Savior, praise God, wants to marry you. Now, it only gets better. I am my beloved's, and his desire is toward me. I believe it's very apparent there that it's his desire that is paramount. She used to say that he's mine. She used to say about her love. But now, it's even more clear. It's all about him and his desire. It's all about him and what he sees. What's paramount is him. Finally, in Song of Solomon 8:10. Isn't that wonderful? You can remember 7:10. I think you can remember 8:10. And she says, I am a wall, and my breasts like towers. Then was I in his eyes as one that found favor. How many times, honey, do I have to tell you you're beautiful? Amen. Isn't that wonderful how the Lord does with you? You're stunning to me. The grace and mercy of the gospel that I gave to Paul. That's the stunningness of you. That's everything I want to see. Quit worrying about all of these things. Quit being occupied with trying to ready yourself with the things that you think. That was that precious story of the Shulamite. The first time he came to her door to get her, he was there. His hand was on the door. He was ready. And she thought for one moment that there was something that she could do to fix herself. And in that delay, he was gone. Isn't that amazing? I think again about sweet Esther. When she went into the king's palace, she was completely ignorant. And the only advice that she was given, take only the things that the chamberlain, the one that was the head over the ladies to prepare them to come before the king. The only advice she was given, and that's that type of the Holy Ghost. Take only the things of the Holy Ghost. Get this out of the way. Get this out of the way. And praise God, when she came before him, oh, what a double portion. And we rejoiced again this past week. It wasn't just, again, salvation to save me, to save my people. It even surprised her, the depth of the love of the king. Honey, I'm so smitten. What's mine is yours. Amen. Isn't that a wonderful message? Isn't that a powerful truth? That I don't come in there groveling, oh Lord. I don't do that. I come in boldness of his favor and his grace and his mercy. And I believe him, hallelujah, that by the blood, hallelujah, that was shed. That sin, praise God, is as far as the east is from the west. It'll never be remembered again. The guilt, the shame, all of those things, praise the Lord. When you begin to worship him for who he is, to how he sees us, the power of his blood, you'll begin to live life abundantly. Life beyond power. The things that have haunted you, the fears of that you would go back to, the things that even maybe daily torment you, they'll grow dim. They'll grow dim in the power and the beauty of his love, the magnificence of the power, praise God, of that heart that has given you everything. Now, thank you, Jesus. I love this as it says, I am a wall, my breast like tower. Then was I in his eyes. Notice that. Then was I in his eyes as one that found favor. It couldn't be any clearer. It's his eyes. It's what he sees that is paramount. It is his pleasure and his desire that matters and reigns. Amen. It's not your familiar friends. It's not the daughters of Jerusalem that are around you that have been encouraging to a point, and then they get discouraging. You're too much in love. There's other loves. You're missing something in life. No, you're not when you're going after the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're not when you're fully purposed for God. Oh, yes. This is the pinnacle of a Christian life. To reach a state of such enamored grace in his sight. The word of God speaks of it in many ways, but I love that. A building, a masterpiece, a vessel only for the master's use, all because of his truth and love. All because of the truth and love that was given, that you just grow up into. See, when you know something, you know it. You don't doubt it. It's faith like a child, but it's advanced faith. But it's still the faith like a child. My father said it, and it's so. Amen. There is no doubt to it, because my dad told me. And my dad, by the way, is God. And I believe he said it, and it is so. Praise his name. And I thank the Lord that you can grow into that maturity, a maturity that even melts the very heart of Jesus as he gazes upon you. Do you know that? Do you know that as you receive this word today, as he gazes upon you, you melt the very heart of him? Again, I don't care about those familiar friends that say, but this, but that. Or as David had to deal with those that said, aha, aha. No, you have accepted the treasure of the heart of God, the mercy and the grace that only that can bring, the praise and rejoicing of that sweet woman. Oh, you know what? She's going to have more in heaven because she has been forgiven more. Is that you? Are you walking around still saying, I'm thankful I'm not like that guy, or that guy, or that girl, or that girl? I'm thankful to God there was a time in my life that my head bowed and I did strike my heart and I said, oh Lord, have mercy upon me. And I'll tell you what, I've never stopped rejoicing in his mercy from that day forward. Oh, I'm thank God that I see that mercy seat and I see that blood that flows from Calvary. And I thank the Lord, praise his name. That's the crowning of him. That's the topper of my wonderful Lord. That's the very glory of him. The absolute magnificence of his masterpiece, all by his mercy and grace. Now, that is the vision that I see that he has for me. The good pleasure of his will, the very ecstasy of his will. And that is nothing remaining of me, but all because the mercy and the grace of God. I rested the other night. I just laid my head on a pillow and I told my wife, oh, it's been a good day. It was just such a good day. Not because of happenings, because his mercy and grace just rested on me so heavy. I said, oh, what a good day. What a good day. And how wonderfully I slept as he said, I give my beloved rest. Hallelujah. Now, where he has taken us in the word of his grace. I pray today, truly, I believe it. And let them burst. Your heart is full of thankfulness this morning. I believe it. I don't care how lean it came in. There's an abundance and a fullness, praise God, of the presence of the Lord. And he does this abundance. See, this vision of the glory of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, only the message of the Apostle Paul can give it. And I was thinking, you know, Lord, without those dove's eyes giving me that vision, the vision of your love and your desire toward me, I would be stuck in what I see. See, I don't want to be, and I've been there, hopeless knowing in me I could never attain. I'd be doomed in my guilt that I could only see, as it says, those tents of Kedar. Those damaged goods. That weathered badger skin. I would be laid up in that guilt forever. And I would have never seen the glory of the curtains of Solomon. But I'm going to tell you something. There's been a big percolating as they sang, hallelujah. To God be the glory. Glory to God in the highest. For now mine eyes see, and I see with his eyes upon me. Do you see that? See, when you start getting discouraged, you're seeing with your eyes. When you see with his eyes, oh my goodness, the abounding hope, the exhilaration, the praise that comes forth, the rejoicing, the thankfulness to God. It don't matter where you're at today. It doesn't matter what's been going on for all these years. Get the sight of the Lord upon you. Oh, my goodness. Brothers and sisters, I tell you, the truth, the brilliance of his grace. I saw one day, praise God, and I mean this very sincerely. He said, oh, honey, let me tell you something. My word never returns void unto me. I know that you've been messing around with this and this, but I've been mining in you. I've been letting you hear the message of the Apostle Paul. And it's been gaining and growing. And even through all of those things that, yep, I know you wish you had not done. Oh, it had to be. And here we are. And all that word that I've stored up, I'm ready for that inheritance to begin to come forth. And praise God, it was so wonderful. I realized that I had, you know, these ladies, they call it a shawl. I had a glory shawl on. I did. I'm talking a Shekinah glory shawl. It was so amazing. God showed me this. It was lampros white. You got to come on Sunday. On Wednesday nights. It was all about me. And it was just beaming right back to him. And I saw his smile. Oh, I saw that eye that was on the other side of the lattice. And he almost had to turn away, but he never could. But I believe I saw him blush. I'm not kidding. I'm not being goofy with you. I know how he loves me. And again, it's not because of Jesse. I know that word, hallelujah, the word of his grace. That's my rejoicing. That's my comfort. That's the power of God. It's his word. You're going to receive it today? Or is it going to be something you're going to wonder about as you go out again? Receive it today. You've been sitting in here even for just a few weeks. You know there's something more. God's called you to hear. He set you at a well with the Holy Ghost. And he's ministering. And he continues to minister this. He cares about you. And he ain't giving up. You're here this morning. Amen? Amen. So why not now? Why not now say, Lord, this isn't just something that, you know, I know in a sense in my head, but praise be to God, this is mine. I see through your eyes. I'm not trying to figure this out in my head anymore. This is you. That's why you gave me your life that lives in me. Because I couldn't get it any other way. I couldn't believe it any other way. It had to be the very power of you, Lord, that lives in me, that could quicken this vessel, this weakened vessel, this vessel that's always weak, that's bombarded, yes, with all of the temptations of every sensory in this flesh. Amen. How precious and wonderful that power. That had to be Jesus. That power that has to be the word of the Lord. That continues to give me hope. An abounding hope. And not just an if, but a when it will be. I'm beginning to wait on the Lord in such mighty fashion. It's fabulous. That those issues, as you call them, I'm waiting on the Lord. I'm not delaying for him. I'm just waiting on the Lord. I know they're his. I know that, praise God, all that time on my knees up here, I've just been waiting on the Lord. And in Jesus' name, he said, whatever you ask, believing in my name, I will do it. I will do it. I will do it. Now, we'll wrap this up. I thank him, brothers and sisters. I'm telling you, there's beginning to flow rivers like I'd never seen out of my belly before. And it's so wonderful because you know what? As those rivers flow and I keep walking, it keeps getting deeper and deeper. Amen. I'm not going to surface. It's just going to go right out. Hallelujah. And just let them flow. I'm seeing a little bit more all the time. Here a little, there a little. Because it's now only through Jesus' eyes that I see. I always think about how precious it is. God gives us things that we enjoy. And you know I love to fish. And I thank God that I had the privilege to fish with Brother Hill a few times. And I thank the Lord. We'd go back and he'd love to hit his favorite spots. I get that. There were some big fish in there and all. But the thing that really quickened my heart the most, there was not a fishing trip I ever went with him that he didn't see a river or a stretch of stream. I want to get to that next time. I want to get down there. I need to get over there and hit that stretch of stream and venture into it. I love that. You know, we go to that place up there and there's a big mighty canyon in there. And very few go down that way. But you can ask, oh, Brother Dwayne, the Lord strengthened me to go down there better now. It didn't matter how I got down there. I was going down there. And that brother will attest. I fell down there every single time I go down there. I fall and he just shakes his head. He tries to help me, but it ain't going to work. These knees don't work very well. But I tumble and fall. And you know what? I'm bleeding oftentimes. Last time we were fishing, he was looking at my hand. It was all covered in blood. Remember that, brother? You okay? What's wrong? Your hand. I look down. Oh, we're fishing. And I'm going to get down in that deep part. I don't care what it takes. You're going to get down in that deep part no matter what it takes? Huh? See, that's what I'm telling you. Brothers and sisters, a heart to venture out further. A heart to venture, praise God, even into the unknown waters. And those unknown waters, that's a depth and sometimes a canyon and a stretch that scares everybody else off. They don't get you. They don't understand you. And I know a lot of you out of your families here. They don't get you. They love you. They do. And you love them. But there became a first love in your life. And that first love, it's got one message. That first love, it's got one gospel. That's it. There ain't any other first love gospel. It's the Apostle Paul. It is the gospel of the Lamb's wife. And by the grace of God, it hooked you. Yeah. It did. And it drew you out from among the camp. And yeah, sometimes, as old Nehemiah, you get tempted to get off that wall. But I thank the Lord I'm looking at a lot of wall standards today. I don't got time to mess with that. You want to have a conversation? It's going to be on the wall. We're not going to talk off the wall no more. See, off the wall bothers me. Off the wall distracts me. Huh? I don't need to get beat up by the watchman no more. Uh-uh. I got a straight course. I know what he wants. I see his vision. I told my sweet brother the other day, I'm not messing with that. Not doing it no more. What's wrong with him? I'm in love. Huh? I don't know how many days. You know, it's true. It's like, you know I'm going to see him, but I don't know how many days I've got for this courtship. You ever been in love like that? You know, when you're really in love and you're thankful for every day that you get with your lover? I'm telling you, God giving you somebody to love, love them. God giving you kids to love them. Amen. I'm thankful I had a dad. He said, you can never spend too much time with them. I got them all to spend night with me last night. I said, let's do it again tonight. Do it again tomorrow. Till he come. Amen, honey. All right, here we go. Jesus Christ, the gift, hallelujah, that never stops giving. Oh, yes, and to us who believe, and yea, believe all that the prophets and the apostles have said, it will be a giving throughout eternity. The giving, praise God, of the exceeding riches of his grace. Can you imagine? No, you can't. The exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness to us who believe. So finally, I would say this to anybody, yes, there's nothing more that I want than to see Jesus. There isn't. But even more, I'm realizing how he sees me. And how he longs to see me. And I mean how he longs to see me like him. He wants you in the fullness. He wants you in the measure. He wants you in the stature. That maturity of him. He wants to see you as that all-glorious, readied wife. He wants to share everything with him forever. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son for you and for me to rule and reign jointly Is that your message of why the Father gave him to you? Amen. To rule and to reign jointly, amen, together with him forever. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. Oh, we thank you, Father. What a precious Christmas day. And Lord, you talk about a gift. Yes, your Son, you gave us all that you had. Everything. And Lord, thank you again for this abundance that will never be exhausted. As we read today, and as, Lord, your word says, in the ages to come, the exceeding riches of your grace and your kindness to us. It is. It's just beyond. But Lord, we believe. And Lord, thank you again for this abundance of grace and mercy, this beauty of the life of Jesus. Lord, let it quicken every life right now to know how rich they are. How rich they are because of Jesus. How rich they are because God so loved the world, he gave. Father, you gave us your Son. You gave us him fully and freely. You gave us to him that, praise God, he would become and be made that sin, that worm upon the cross. Father, he loved us so much that you would turn from him. Oh God, that he would enter that depth. Oh God, thank you for that precious Son. And oh, do we magnify him, Lord, with all that is within us today. We call to you and say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Glory to God in the highest. We praise you in the wondrous name of Jesus. Amen.